Good morning again. This is Sister Keitha Jeffries, and I am your prayer host this morning. And we're going to begin with our first prayer lead, who is Sister Alicia. Y'all keep her in prayer. God bless you, Sister Alicia. You can go forth when you're ready.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. And again, happy birthday to Mother Buchanan, also known as member number zero. We love you and we thank God for you today just to be here another year. We don't take it lightly. Today, my prayer topic is prayer on the light of laughter. Light of laughter, I'm sorry, is my topic. I apologize. Lord, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for waking us up. We just blessed to be here, Father God. There's some people that just didn't wake up this morning, and you saw fit for us to wake up and have another chance to get it right. So we thank you for that. Let us pray. God, we just thank you for healing and joy. Lord, we recognize your light in everything, Lord. We understand the beauty in the sunrise. We give special thanks, Lord, for laughter, a gift that's so profound yet simple that it can lift our spirits and bind us together, Father God. We thank you for the joy of laughter. It's something that we all can do. And some of us, and sometimes we have to laugh when we want to cry, Father God. We understand that when we laugh, it's just a glimpse of hope in your goodness, Lord. We thank you for your infinite wisdom. We thank you for the humor that you gave us. We thank you for the moments that make us smile. Lord, we thank you for the unexpected joys that brighten our days. Lord, we thank you for the laughs that leaves us without our breath sometimes just because it's such a great laugh, Father God. We know that sometimes we laugh. It's not for entertainment or distraction. Sometimes it's healing, Father God. In Proverbs, you remind us that a cheerful heart is good medicine. Father God, when our spirits are heavy, sometimes a joke is what gets us through, Father God. Even if it's just for a moment, Father God, we thank you for that. We thank you for that. We thank you for allowing us to cultivate laughter in our lives, Father God, and to share it with others, Father God. Lord, we understand that laughter allows us not to take everything too seriously, even when we have flaws and failures, Father God. Let us not dwell on our imperfections, but celebrate our unique ways that you made each of us, Father God. We thank you for that. We also are praying for those who are struggling to laugh today, Father God, for the weary, Father God. We're praying for them, for the brokenhearted. Father God, we're praying for them. We pray that you place unexpected moments of joy in their path today, Father God. May they hear a child laugh or something that just reminds them of a memory that warms their hearts, Father God. We ask that you just touch them, Father God. Lord, we ask that we, when we're out today and about doing our things, that you allow us to just smile at people. It just brings joy. It's something about a smile. Sometimes you don't even have to say anything, Father God. It just allows us to see the humanity in others, Father God. It's just a sign to let somebody know that, hey, I see you. I might not have the words that I want to say to you because I don't know you, but I'm passing you, so I'm going to acknowledge you with this smile, Father God. And we also understand that it's a time for everything, Father God, a time to weep, a time to laugh. In our seasons of weeping, Father God, we ask that you don't that we don't lose hope, that we know that joy will come again. Father God, we understand that sometimes clouds may be in the way, but the sun will always shine. It's always there, Father God, and your joy is like the sun. Even it's present, even when we can't see it, Father God. Lord, may we also know that there's nothing greater than you in this world, Father God. We ask that you just continue to keep us and protect us, Father God. We thank you for dying on the cross for us, Father God. We thank you for second chances, Father God. We thank you for third chances, Father God. We thank you for everybody on this prayer line, Father God. Father God, we understand that there are some of us that may be grieving. There are some of us that may be celebrating, Father God, for that job that we just got, Father God. We thank you for that. We thank you for our blessings, Father God. We understand that our prayers never go unheard, Father God. We understand that it's a time for everything, Father God. We ask that you just continue to help us and strengthen us in our prayer life, Father God, to know that it is with great expectation that you're going to do it, Father God. And sometimes you make us wait, Father God, and we understand that we're going to wait on you, Father God, and we're going to continue to praise you in all that we do, Father God. Even in our times of lean times, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for the struggle, Father God, because, Father God, we understand that sometimes the struggle is what makes us stronger, Father God. We thank you for our seasons of abundance, of overabundance, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for those that just decide to bless us out the kindness of their heart, Father God. And sometimes when people bless us or pay it forward to us, we feel like we didn't deserve it, Father God. Those were the things that we've done in the darkness that we didn't tell anybody about. We thank you for those small blessings, Father God, because you know that maybe that day we didn't have enough money to get where we were getting. We were going to swipe that card, God, and just pray that it went through. And we thank you for those small gestures, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for our jobs, Father God. We thank you for the man and woman of this house, Father God, Bishop and Pastor Lenore. We thank you for them. We thank you for the deaconesses and deacons that we have in this house, Father God. We thank you that we're allowed to come together every day on this prayer line and just lay our burdens down to you, Father God, to just touch and agree with others, Father God. Sometimes we don't feel like getting up, calling on the line, Father God, and we just sit there and listen, Father God, and then that one person says that one word for us, Father God, and we thank you for that. We thank you for the new members that are on this line, Father God. Today is their first day. We thank you. We know that you're here. We're praying for you. If you have any needs, please let us know, Father God. We thank you for them. We thank you for the children, Father God, that the parents are on this line praying for their children and their grandparents, Father God. We thank you for those generations of our grandparents and great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents that prayed before us, Father God, that we're reaping those blessings of their prayers, Father God. Even though they're not here to see that what they prayed for came into fruition, Father God, we thank you for that. We thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for everything that this man and woman of this house has done for us, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to come together at the AC Hotel, Father God, even if it is just the first Sunday of the month, Father God. We thank you for that. We thank you for the YouTube channel that this house has provided for us, Father God. We thank you all these tools that we have to come closer to you, Father God. We're just thanking you for allowing us to use them, Father God, to be a blessing to others, Father God. We may not know the words to say to them, Father God, and then we can refer back to a message or a prayer that someone said, and we can say, I want you to listen to this, Father God, and we pray that it blesses them, Father God. We're thankful for our church in Africa, Father God, that they continue to grow and stay connected with us, Father God. We're still praying for those who have lost loved ones, Father God. We thank you for them. We understand that grief is a process that we don't understand, Father God, but we thank you for those who are standing with everyone who is grieving and allowing them to walk through that, Father God. We thank you for the psychiatrists and the therapists, Father God, that are there for us, that we're able to talk to, Father God. We thank you for those that are celebrating marriages today, Father God. We thank you that their union be strong, Father God, that their foundation is based on you, Father God. We thank you for the new engagements, Father God. We thank you for the new graduations, Father God. Any celebrations that people are having, Father God, we thank you for. We don't know what struggles they had to get to that point, Father God, but we thank you for it. Father God, those may be their prayers that they've been praying for that came into fruition, Father God, and they don't know how to say thank you, God. So we're going to say thank you for them, Father God. We're going to pray for our members that are in the nursing homes, Father God, that you just strengthen the staff, Father God, to just touch them, Father God, that you lay it on someone's heart to go and visit them, Father God. We thank you for that. We want you to know that we understand that sometimes it gets lonely in there, Father God. We know, we understand, we're going to do better at coming to visit you, Father God. We thank you for those therapists that are in there, those housekeepers, Father God. We pray for the nursing assistants, Father God. We pray for those that are in the hospital, Father God, that you just touch them and raise them out their sick bed, Father God. We just thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough for everything that you're doing for us, for what you're going to do for us, Father God. We're still praying for those that are praying for new jobs, Father God, without toxic work environments, Father God. We ask that you just touch them and give them what's on their heart, Father God. We thank you, Father God. And sometimes when we're on this line, Father God, sometimes we can't even think of the words. And in those moments, we just say thank you. We just say thank you. We thank you for allowing us to come together, Father God. We thank you for those prayer leads that are on this line day after day, week after week, Father God. We thank you for that. We thank you that you continue to strengthen them, Father God. We know that it's a difficult job, Father God, but they get up every day and do it. And we thank them for that, Father God. We thank you for the people that are on the line praying, Father God. We thank you. We thank you for the ones that are coming on here praying for 5 minutes and 2 minutes, Father God. We thank you for every prayer that goes on this prayer line, whether it's heard through one of your leaders or if people are in the background praying silently and praising you in the background, Father God. We thank you for that. We understand that some of us are driving into work as we're on this call, Father God. We just ask that you protect and keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, seen and unseen, Father God. It's the reason why they were running late, Father God. They may have been upset because their child made them late, but there is a reason why they're running late. And we thank you for that protection. We thank you for that. They don't know that you just saved their life, Father God. And we thank you for sparing them on this day, Father God. We just thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for our children, Father God, that you would keep and protect them safe while they're at school, Father God. We pray for the teachers, Father God, that are stressed in this season, Father God, that you continue to just pour into them and let them know that there's a reason why they became a teacher, Father God. We understand that sometimes politics and new rules go into place that they don't always agree with, Father God, and sometimes it just turns their heart, Father God. We ask that you just pierce their heart and give them that joy that they once had to make them become teacher, Father God. I thank you for this prayer, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Alicia, for your prayer on Light of Laughter. Thank you, Jesus. God is good, and he's always worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord. We bless him that he give us a spirit to laugh and to be lifted up. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, I want to remind those that are on, that tuned in late, remind you that today is our Mother Buchanan's birthday. And when you get a chance, send her some birthday love and let her know that she's appreciated. Okay, at this time, we know that some may have to go, but before you leave, we would ask if you have it in your heart and you have it to give, please sow into the ministry, and you can do it by way of Cash App at $BishopEricClark. You could also go to text the word give to 216-446-1209. Remember, we're continually looking for prayer leads and hosts. If you're interested in doing so, please call 216-475-6327. Leave a message and Pastor Laura will get back with you and go over everything, train you if needed and all of that. And you can be a prayer lead one day a month, one day a week, one day every whenever. You get with Pastor Lenore and let her know what day you'll be available, and she will get you on. She'll get you going. Also, we're looking for hosts. I don't know if I said that. So, but continue to keep in mind that we are a church in the city impacting the world. Whatever city you in, you impacting the world. God bless you. At this time, I am going to turn it over to our next prayer lead, our Sister Mildred. Whenever you're ready, you may begin.
Amen. I'm Mildred Lanier. My prayer is petition. Father, we love you and we praise you and we bless you on this morning, God. Father, there is none like you, God. Father, you are holy, and we love you this morning. Father, remind us day after day. It is you day after day, minute after minute, hour after hour, that we seek you, Father. Help us to free our mind and our spirits on this morning, oh God, as we seek you and as we come before you with prayer this morning, oh God. Help us to make our request and our petition known unto you this morning, Father. Father, help us as we pray, free our mind, our soul, our spirit, God. Open up our hearts in purity, Father, as we seek you on this morning. Father, strengthen us as we waver in our faith at times. Father, strengthen us as we waver with hope, oh God. We need your strength on this morning, God. We depend on you, God. Father, we pray that you fill us up, God. Meet our needs that we have before you this morning, oh God. Meet our needs that's upon our hearts this morning, oh God. Help us to bring each one together, God. Help us to bring our thoughts, God, to you, God. The things that we think, the things that we reach out for, the things that our hearts long for, oh God. Let it be your will and your timing, oh God. We petition you for things that we just don't know, God, things that we just need help with, Father. Circumstances that we've put ourselves in, situations that we find ourselves in, oh God. We come before you on this morning, God. For there's no other help, oh God. We come before you, God, with our circumstances and situations, God. Father, some of us have specific needs that we need met, Father. We pray this morning that you meet it in your perfect way and in your perfect timing, Father. Father, grow our relationship with you, God. Grow our relationship deeper with you. Give us a deeper place, oh God. Give us a deeper space in you, oh God. Teach us how to be better one towards another, Father. We need your grace and your gratefulness, God. Your gratefulness, knowing you know exactly what we're feeling. You know exactly what we're thinking. You know exactly what we need, God. You know exactly how we will respond to situations, oh God. You know us better than we know ourselves, oh God. And Father, we petition you on this morning for healing, oh God. We petition you, God, for financial burdens, oh God. We petition you, God, with decisions we have to make, God. We petition you, God, with decisions we have to make with our children and grandchildren and just things that's going on around our life, God, that we just confused with, oh God. And we come before you this morning, oh God, and we lay our burdens on you this morning, Father. Father, give us the heart and the right spirit, oh God, as we lift up our hands and hearts to you on this morning. Father, in you we have our complete worth. Father, in you we have our complete being. Father, even in times of being discouraged, God, even when we feel discouraged and think things should go the way we think they should go, we feel things should go the way that we have prayed for them to go, Father. But we cast it all on you this morning, oh God, because you know what's best, Father. Father, through it all, we've learned to trust in you, Jesus. We learned to trust in your word, in your ways, and in your will for our life, Father God. For there is none like you, God, and you do things according to what you feel the need should be met, Father. Father, we're grateful that you understand. We're grateful that you have knowledge, God. We're grateful for the knowledge that you've given us, God. We're grateful, Father, for the things that you've done in our life thus far, oh God. We're grateful for what we don't see, God, and what we believe, Father. We're grateful for faith, Father. Father, we ask for healing on this morning. We ask for financial burdens to be met on this morning. Father, we believe before we see, oh God, because we trust you. And we know that you are holy and you are faithful, Father. We come to you this morning with help, Father. We come to you this morning with the things that we need help with, Father, the things that's upon our hearts that has not been revealed to us, God. And we trust you, God. We believe you. We trust you, oh God. We trust you this morning because you are holy and you are worthy, God. We ask in prayer this morning for obedience, oh God. Let us be obedient to your word and your calling, oh God, so that you can move it on our behalf, oh God. We even ask you this morning, God, for our faithfulness, God. Continue to be faithful, faithful to your word and faithful to your will, God. Faithful to the things that you called us to do, oh God. Faithful to even the prayer line, God, as you called us, God, to go before your people. We ask that you just continue to allow us to be faithful to what you called on us to do, God. And we hope for things. We hope for the things, oh God. We hope for things in our life to come to pass, oh God, as we come before you this morning with different requests on our heart, different things that you know that our heart holds, Father. We seek you on this morning, God. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, ask and it shall be given. You seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be open unto you. For everyone that asks, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be open. Father, we seek you on this morning. We knock on this morning, and we ask on this morning. Father, we seek you to fill the needs and fill the voids in our life. We seek you, God, to just go cover our children, God. We seek you, God, to just make the crooked straight in our life, God. And our hearts knock after you, oh Father. We knock this morning, oh God, in prayer, oh God. We seek you, we knock and we ask, Father. And we trust you that you do all things according to your will, thy purpose, and thy glory. We ask in your name this morning, Father. Hallowed be thy name, God. You are worthy, God. You are worthy of all things and all glory, Father. We lift you up this morning, Father. We lift you up in prayer this morning. We lift you up in our need, oh God. Even those that are dealing with mental illness, we lift you up. Anxiety, God. Depression, God. We lift you up this morning, oh God. Those that needs to be met for Christmas, God. Those who needs to be met just to go out to the end of the year, God. Health needs that need to be met, oh God. Those that's dealing with diabetic situations, God, depression, high blood pressure, we have to be met, oh God. And we come before you this morning, God, with our request, oh God. We come before you, God. We petition and pray, oh God, because we know that you can do all things, exceeding and abundantly, God. We know that you do all things, God. And we know that you can do all things, God, and you will do all things, God, in your perfect timing, oh God. And we love you for it, Father. We love you this morning, and we lift you up this morning, and we are thankful this morning. We are thankful that we can come to you on this morning. We are thankful that we can rely on you and that we can trust you. And we know that you will bring us through, oh God. We're thankful, God. We're thankful this morning. We exercise your loving kindness on this morning. We exercise your judgment on this morning, your righteousness on this morning. We exercise it all, Father, on this morning. We trust you and we believe in you. And we believe in your word that has come alive in our lives and that is riding through our life and that speak to our lives, oh God. We thank you for it on this morning, oh God, and we trust you, God. Father, you are the true God, the loving God, and the everlasting Father, the everlasting King, and we trust that you will do all things, God, and bring it all to pass in our life. There is none like you, Lord. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised. Your name is Most High, Father. Father, let your will be done and your kingdom come, God, as we petition you in prayer on this morning, as our request on our heart that we lay out before you on this morning, as we lift our hands up to you on this morning, as we honor you on this morning, oh God. We pray that you meet the needs in our life, God, even the needs that we know that our children are going through. We pray that you meet their needs, oh God. Meet it in your time and that it be your perfect will be done in their life, oh God. Let us continue to pour into our children, oh God, your word and your will, oh God, what you brought us done and what you brought us through, oh God, and how you've been there for us. Let us begin to be a testament in the lives of our children on what you've done for us, oh God, and how you gave us strength to stand, oh God, how you gave us strength to endure, how you've given us strength to be perfect, perseverance, oh God. God, we trust you on this morning and we love you, Father. We continue to lift you up in spirit and in truth, Father. We continue to praise your holy name even on this morning, God. There is none like you, God. There is none like you. And we pray again that your will be done in our lives and your kingdom come as we lift you up in prayer on this morning. We pray this morning, God, that you continue to give us understanding. Continue to let your knowledge flow within us, oh God. Continue to let your wisdom and your grace be with us, Father. Continue to let your peace flow within us, oh God. Continue to let us be ministers to others, oh God, that they find you, find the will that you have for their lives, oh God. Continue to allow us to speak to the lives of others, how good you've been to us and all the things that you brought us through, Father. We love you and we bless you on this morning. We lift you up and we thank you for all the things that you've done, all that you're doing and all that you're going to do in our lives. God, we love you and we bless you. We praise you, God, for you alone are worthy and you're holy and you're worthy of all praise. We thank you that your rod and your staff comfort us, oh God. We find hope and strength and understanding in you, God, your unwavering love, your unwavering kindness, your unwavering comfort, Father. We lift you up on this morning, Father, for we lift our hearts and hands to you, God, and we thank you. We thank you for your mercies being new every morning, oh God, because we need your new mercies. We need them renewed every morning, Father, for our minds and our thoughts, even for our conscience and what we have on our minds. We just need your mercies to be renewed in us every morning, oh God, and we lift you up, God. We pray for healing this morning. We pray for deliverance this morning. We pray for healing and deliverance this morning. We pray for a sound mind this morning. We pray for peace even on this morning. In Jesus' name, we lift you up, God. We praise you and we bless you. We glorify you this morning. For there is none like you, and we love you. We love you. We love you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you for praying on, petitioning God. Thank you, Jesus. We all must petition God for whatever it is that's on our hearts and our minds, because he's the only one, hallelujah, that can lift us up and encourage us and answer our prayers. We give glory to him today. We thank each and every one that's on the line that have stayed from the beginning. Even now, we halfway through, and we praise and thank God for each and every one of you. We praise and thank God, hallelujah, for yet another day. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. This is the first start of our daily ministry. We get on here and we pray, and we lift up Jesus, and we hear the different prayers and petitions that's going before us today. We thank God for that. And as mature believers, we minister from our location. Wherever we are, no matter if it's a different city, state, whether it's a shopping store, whether it's walking in the park, whether wherever you are, in your car, whatever you're doing at work, you minister from your location. Thank you, Jesus. Give somebody a good word this morning. Just let them know that Jesus loves them and that he cares. And he's on his way back much sooner than people think. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to ask again if you have an offering, if you have a have it in your heart to sow a seed, please do so by way of Cash App, $ Bishop Eric Clark. You could also do it by text the word GIVE, G-I-V-E, to 216-446-1209. Also, the EKC Ministries is always up and running. You could always go to that, ekcministries.org. Leave your offering, a prayer request, and you can upload a 1 minute or less GPS, guiding people to salvation. Okay, we're going to move right on to our next prayer lead. Pastor Terry Buckner, whenever you're ready, you may begin.
Grace and peace be unto you, God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank God. We celebrate today with Mother Betty Buchanan, 87 years. Wow. We thank God for you. Thank God for your service, for the way you serve, for your faithfulness. What a joy to serve with you and to watch you, even when we were, I believe we was at the church at the Tassie Wiley's church, and I was serving as an armor bearer, and you and Mother Clark were showing me the right time to give him the juice, the water, the vents, and I was serving as an armor bearer. It was a wonderful time, and you would let me know that you got to be in your place at all times. Don't move out your place, son. And I'm just thinking of how it's a pleasure to watch you serve, because serving God is serving others. And you do it with the great spirit, great attitude. And we love you. We love you. I got many, many stories, and but I can't share them all right now. But we love you, Mother. We love you. But praying this morning for all the saints, praying for Minister Andres, Cousin Derek, prayed last time I saw him at the men's fellowship. He wasn't doing, he was a little under the weather, but he is pressing his way because he wanted something better. And I pray that he's in the loving arms of the Lord right now. And I thank God for all those on the list. We're still praying for Bishop Richardson and Bishop Jakes and all those that are on the prayer line, that they will be healed and they will be better in the mighty name of Jesus. Those in nursing homes, we lifted them up today. The rehabilitation centers, we're lifting them up today in the mighty name of Jesus. Sage Fisher, praying for her this morning. And Brother Bernard, we're lifting him up and keeping him covered in prayer. Mercedes and Ayana and Yanni, lifting them up. They're on our list this morning, our prayer line, our prayer list this morning. We're keeping them covered and encouraged in the name of Jesus. Calvin, Cynthia Horton, her loss of her brother, we're keeping her covered in the name of Jesus. David Jr., my God, Timothy Williamson Jr., we're praying for him this morning in the name of Jesus. And Sister Alicia said something this morning. Mildred, prayer was wonderful. Sister Alicia's was too. But she said something this morning, how we when we look at people, we get joy from them and strength. And she talked about laughter and a little bit of everything. And I was thinking of individuals on our, at our ministry, and our co-laborers in Christ also. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And I hear a lot of joy in this prayers in the morning, and that strengthens me and it helps me. You know, and I was a little out of the weather this morning, still in it, but my throat was scratchy, out of, man, but you know what? When I hear these saints go forth, I just get encouraged by God. Because I understand that, bear with me for a minute. They going through their own individual stuff. I'm just going to say it like that. They going through stuff. But they press their way on to encourage someone else. That blesses me because they're not quitters, not those on this prayer line. They don't quit. They keep on going. They keep getting strengthened by the word, keep getting encouraged by others, and it blesses me, and it blesses others. And I just want to let you know that sometimes you think you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, or you could be doing something a little bit more. Be encouraged that you're doing. You're blessing others, serving God and serving his people. And you're being a blessing, the prayer host. Blessing, sister, keep it blessing. When I hear your voice, I'm going to pray, y'all. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for all your many blessings, all the things that you do for us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the words of encouragement we hear on this prayer line in the morning. The people of God, the saints of God, encouraging one another to keep on going. We thank you that they're concerned with their brothers and their sisters. They carry one another's burdens. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you that they call out their name, Sister Lakiana and Sister Gloria, Sister Michelle, Sister Karen, Sister Renee having another birthday. Thank you. Mother Goodman, thank you. Mother Buchanan, we say thank you. We say thank you for all the December babies this month, asking that God would bless them. and keep them and have many, many more blessings, many, many more birthdays to come, that God would always strengthen them and keep them and keep them in perfect peace, keep them in a place of rest. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the words of encouragement that we hear on a daily basis. We thank you for the daily bread. It's so important to get that daily bread on a daily basis. We thank you. We thank you for the ability to have a seed to plant on a daily basis, a seed. We thank you. We thank you for all the givers, the cheerful givers that we have that allow this ministry to keep on going. We thank you. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all your servants, Lord, all those who serve with the spirit of excellence. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We know that Christ didn't come to be served, but to serve. Hallelujah. He came to serve. And we thank you for the wonderful example that we have in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray today for all our children that are going off to school this morning on the school buses, getting transported to the classrooms. We thank you for them, Lord. We strengthen them, Lord. We ask that your covering be upon them. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come to them in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak against all school shootings and school fights. We speak against it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that the blood of Jesus will cover them, all be upon the doorposts of the school, upon the windows, in the classrooms right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask, Lord, to speak peace where over there in the Middle East where there was a war. We ask that, God, that you will speak peace over there to that situation and allow that thing to cease in the name. No more casualties. In the name of Jesus, we pray that families will get reunited in the name of Jesus. We speak those things that be not as though they were in Jesus' name. We say thank you. We say thank you, Lord, for all the servants of the Lord, all the leadership of the body of Christ assembly. We thank you. We thank you for all our co-laborers all across the land, all that are in different cities right now. We thank you for them. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that God would meet their needs, that God would give them their heart's desire this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak against all evilness and all bitterness and all anger has to cease in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak joy and the peace in the people's lives this morning, no matter what they're going through. The joy of the Lord is their strength. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. As Paul said in Philippians, every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. Wow. He said, every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. Thank you all in the mighty name of Jesus for your words of comfort and words of strength in the name of Jesus. Thank you for all those who have lost loved ones. And we know that this season, You begin to think back, and it's a sad time, and some say it's the most depressing time of the year. But we just thank you for all those who have been with us, for God giving them to us for as long as he did. And we thank God for them. We thank God for all the wonderful memories in the mighty name of Jesus. We give thanks. We give thanks right now in the name of Jesus, for Christ Jesus, and all that he's doing and all that he's going to do in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our strength this morning, that you allowed us to wake up this morning. Some woke up with a little ailment, with a little soreness. Oh, but we're going to press our way on in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you're, and we're very confident that you have begun a good work in us, and you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. We thank you that we're still in the race. We thank you that we know that you didn't give it to the fast or the swift, but that he that endured. And we thank you for the endurance, the strength that you have given us to maintain a commitment to a goal, even during times of pressure. We thank you. We appreciate you, Lord. We appreciate all the newcomers, my God, in the name of Jesus. We appreciate you. We ask them to just hold on tightly and allow the Lord to bless their lives and enrich their lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the word that we receive on a daily basis. We thank you for the man of God and the woman of God as they labor together. We thank you. We thank you for that word. We thank you. We thank you for the spirit of unity that is upon this line. By God, in the name of the spirit of encouragement. Lord, help me, Jesus. It's wonderful to be encouraged. It's wonderful to be lifted up in the name of Jesus. My God, I lift up every bow head right now in the name of Jesus and speak encouragement and peace into your situation in the name of Jesus. I pray the doors will open. My God, I pray that monies will be where they need to be. I pray that every desire that you have, my God, will be met today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare it right now. And I say thank you, Lord. I say thank you for all your wonderful servants. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, people of God, for allowing me to be with you for a couple of minutes. I appreciate you. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a wonderful job. Your prayer leads, prayer hosts. My God, it's just a beautiful blessing to hear you all each day, and I thank God for you. Love you, love you. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor Buckner, for your prayers and your encouragement. This is what we all look for each and every day. We look to pray to the Lord, but we also look for strength and encouragement from our brothers and our sisters, knowing that somebody is praying for me. Thank you, Jesus, for us. That song that says, somebody prayed for me, my mother prayed for me, my father, you know, and go on. Somebody prayed for me. They took the time and prayed for me, had me on their mind. And pray for me. Thank God they pray for me. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. We thank God for each and every one that have held on for the last 44 minutes. We praise and thank God for each and every one of you that have stayed on this time and heard the different prayers that went forth and praying that it continue to lift you up, encourage you, and to know that somebody hear your cry. They hear your petition. God wants you to laugh. He wants to put the light of laughter in your spirit. He wants us to continue to petition him, and we praise and thank God for that today. He's so worthy to be praised. Hey, somebody may not be receiving all of the texts or the emails concerning keeping you connected with what's going on with bishops and the ministry. If just in case you don't have that, you can text the word maximize to 55444. And once you do that, it'll let you know you're connected and you'll start receiving the same texts and emails that we receive when there's a service or something that Bishop wants to get out, that, you know, so you'll know, you'll always know what's going on. Also, Pastor Buckner did name mostly everyone, I think he did, on the prayer list. But yeah, Brother Derek passed. So we just keep the family in prayer. Who else? Oh, yeah. Bishop and Pastor Norris' grandson, David Jr., keep him in prayer. Sister Cynthia Horton and her family for the loss of her brother, and Brother David Dobbs for his mother, all of those that are bereaving and have lost loved ones. Sister Karima, still keeping her in prayer, and Brother Elvis. Also, Sister Sister Denise, her son, continuing to ask God to save him, deliver him, and Sister Mina, that the Lord touch her body and her health. Remember, tomorrow's Mother Burge's birthday. She'll be 90-something. We praise and thank God for all of our seniors, all of the mothers, the elderly, period. We thank God for you, for you all have been a blessing, and we want to remember them also in our prayers today. Remember each and everyone in nursing home, Mother, can't even think her name right now, Mother Peterson and Mother Izzy, continue to pray much for them. The pastors and at churches in Africa, Pastor Pay and Pastor Matthew Woe. Okay, so, well, that's it. We're going to go ahead in our prayer this morning. Yeah, like I said, just remembering each and every person on this prayer line, whatever your need is today, we pray that it is met in Jesus' name. Father, we come before you this morning, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for adding us to the list, to the wake-up list this morning, touching us in our bodies, touching us in our spirit, touching us in our mind, oh God. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God, for being the author and the finisher of our faith. We praise you for your love, Jesus, for you are worthy, oh God, and we can never repay you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for how you covered us in our foolishness, Lord God, how you took the time, Lord God, and prayed for us, Lord, how you kept the hand of the enemy back, Lord God, from taking our lives, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We give honor to you today, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Father God. Father, we know, Lord God, that the enemy's desire is to sift us as wheat. He come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But, Lord God, we come in right now, Lord, that you would stand for us, oh God, that you would fight, Lord God, that you would wake us up, shake us, Lord God, and help us to know, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, that you have given us everything that we need, Lord, to fight the enemy. Help us to know, Lord God, to stay away from the things that so easily beset us. Help us to run this race, Lord God, with patience, not taking anything for granted. Knowing that our time is near, Lord, your time to come is so much shorter than people think. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we come asking you, Lord God, to help us, Lord, to heed to the warnings and to the words, Lord, that is spoken through your prophets and your seers, oh God. Hallelujah. So when they tell us they see the sword coming, Lord God, that they can react, they can respond. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord God, we know, Jesus, that you love us, Lord. You gave your life for us. Without the shedding blood of Calvary, where will we be, Lord? We lift you up today, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for you are the keeper of those that want to be kept. Take away every desire of the world, Lord, every desire of the things that hold us back. Help us to let go of anything that may keep that door open. Lord God, we ask him right now, Lord, that you may touch our hearts and our minds, that you may renew us, Lord, that you may enlighten us, Jesus, hallelujah, that you will give us the final stand, oh God, hallelujah, to get ourselves prepared and to put on the whole armor of God, Hallelujah, hallelujah, that we may be able to stand in this last day. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We know that the word of God is quick and sharp than any two-edged sword, Lord God. And it is going to cut going in and cut going out. And if we find ourselves, Lord God, in that, Lord, when the word hit, Jesus, help us not to harden our heart. Help us, oh God, to finally say no, hallelujah, to walk away, Jesus, from all those things and to push, Lord, toward the prize of the high calling, oh God. Lift us up, Jesus. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, Lord God. Help us, Jesus. Take away doubt and fear and pain and grief, Lord God. Take away excuses, oh God. Take away, Lord, anything that's coming up against you, anything that want to hold us back, Lord. We throw it at the mercy of your feet, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Touch each and every one, oh God, that lay in their bed of affliction, Lord God. Anyone, Lord God, hallelujah, that is struggling to get up. For we are in a daily, daily battle, Lord God, a daily war. But your mercies are renewed each and every morning, Lord. We lift you up, oh God. We praise you on today, Lord. For you woke us up to see a brand new day. You gave us brand new mercy, oh God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for delivering those, Lord God, out of the ICU unit, Jesus. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, for loosening and setting free. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for giving your people, Lord God, a heart to praise you, a heart, Jesus, to keep on running and to keep on pushing. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, for letting us know, Jesus, Lord, that we have another day. We have another chance, Lord Jesus. But help us not to take it for granted, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that it will always be, Lord, that whatever may come, Lord God. But Lord, help us, Lord God, to be ready in our mind and in our spirit and clothed with righteousness, Lord God. Let our tongues be purged. Let our thoughts be purged. Let our heart be purged, oh God. Help us to walk upright, Lord God. Hallelujah. Help us to grow in grace, Lord God. Lifting you up, Lord God, in your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We don't want to be remembered for the good things we did and then don't make it in, Jesus. We know time is short. And we all have sinned and come short, Lord God. But help us, Lord, that we don't practice it. That we don't cover them up, Lord. That we don't continue to waddle, Lord God. Help us, Jesus, to be strong soldiers, Lord, and warriors. Help us to fight against the principalities, Lord God, and the spiritual wickedness that's in high places. We can only do this through you, Lord. We can only do it if we're in the spirit and have our war clothes on. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh God. We bless you today. We bless you, oh God. Touch us in our bodies, Jesus. Every affliction, oh God, hallelujah. Go in, Lord. Every dry place, oh God, hallelujah, Lord God. Pour all, oh God. Pour it in, oh God. Renew, Lord God, the blood. Redirect the flow in the name of Jesus. Healing us and delivering us, oh God. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, oh God. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Answer, Lord God, our call and our cry, Lord, when we come before you. For your ears are not too heavy that it can't hear. Your hand not too short that it cannot save. But it's our sins that separate, Lord. And we asking you, oh God, to help us, oh God, to not sin. And if we do, quickly ask for forgiveness. extend our life, oh God. Extend our years, Jesus. But help us to be ready when you call us, oh God. For the day is at hand, Lord God. And we know time is winding up. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We lift you up, Jesus. We invite you, oh God, in our lives and in our hearts and in our minds. Help us to be the light that sit upon the hill, Lord, that can't be hidden. For we know that you see all things. You know all things. Nothing is hid. And we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, Jesus, to go before your people once again, praying and lifting them up, Lord. I hope this word reached and touched somebody on this call today, Lord. In fact, Father, I know it did because, Lord, it's your will. It's not us. It's your will, Jesus. And you said your word will not go out void, but it will accomplish just where you sent it. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless each and every one of you that have stayed on the call this morning, continued from the beginning to the end. God is able, and he hears our cries. He knows what's in our hearts. Hallelujah. He knows the thoughts before they enter into the minds of us. Thank you, Jesus. God is a deliverer, and he will set you free if you want to be set free. He will keep you if you want to be kept. Thank you, Lord. Again, we say happy birthday to Mother Buchanan. We love you. God bless you for all of your years upon this earth and your years of service. God does not count that slack. He don't take it and just forget about it. He's blessing you and more and more and more. Thank you, Jesus. We just want to thank you. God bless you all. We thank you for staying and joining us, and we ask that you may continue to sow your seed. Stay connected to Bishop. He'll be coming on in just a minute on the Daily Bread. Tune in to catch him live this morning at 9 o'clock. God bless you all. Have a great day.